That was 99%.
No, that was the midpoint of the drama.
But that was still funny, what he made him do.
Well, yes.
You have to fight the guy. You have to.
You don't have to fight
anybody. You have to. Like, we wouldn't even have suspended him because it's like a hockey fight.
You have to.
No, because that's like a hockey fight. You have to fight there.
Then we get to suspend Tommy, but make him do something hilarious.
Is that why I saw him, like, walking over to the other field with that other guy from Hung Buffalo?
Yes,
because
he
just screamed, I'm sorry, I called you a cunt.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, God.
That's exactly why.
No, the dude he was walking with, the tall Jack dude.
That was Greg.
Yeah, that's Greg. That's
he would have snapped him in freaking 3 seconds.
I didn't know what they were even talking about. He just ran up to him and just gave him, like, this look. And they had, like, that close face talk, like, quiet conversation. And then Tommy all of a sudden just like, hey, I'm really sorry about that. I shouldn't have done that. That's my bad. I'm like, I don't know what that guy said, but he was going to fuck him up. But that's okay. Don't call people the C word.
Ever.
That's kind of how the Jabronis fight started.
Yeah, it is exactly how it started.
I don't even know how
it?
That fight started. Like,
girl,
I can only imagine.
The girl pushed Jill and she said, come on, football at her. And
so she did start it.
No. Jill said she was getting all the other girl pushed her.
How come nobody told me they were going
to
be?
Welcome to the Topper Sports League Podcast, your home for all things social co-ed football in Western New York. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, Topper's Podcast. Playoff discussions, everything's going down around the room today. Sarah is back, Sarah Hunt. We've got the guy that kicks plants and the Kellers.
Wait.
They're back in the house, Keller
Hold
Day.
On.
Let's go.
Did you kick a plant or did you throw a plant?
I mean, from what I heard.
The best part is you don't remember.
Right. it was a toss.
So it wasn't.
It was more of a nonchalant. Well, you were gently.
You just lightly dropped it. That's all.
Right.
And just tipped a corner. It's
allegedly.
Right. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, make people laugh, did make people smile, and you know, get out of the bar.
You definitely made somebody laugh.
In Eric's defense, if we can toss little people, we can toss plants.
Okay, I guess that's fair.
Good evening, and welcome everybody to the TSL podcast. My name is Lenny, and I'm here again. I would like to say good evening and welcome to 4 special guests tonight. Our first is back. He is the skipper of the number one seed, I believe, 3rd and Schlong.
Yes.
Scott Keller, how the hell are you?
I'm good, Len, you?
And I forgot to say, hopefully the future brother-in-law of 40-year plan guy. We all hold out hope together.
Never
give up. Our second guest is a super sub. She is also the number one student right now in the Coach J X-Men school. She is back. Sarah, good evening. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Our third guest. He's a new guest, and we've got many, many, many questions for him today. It's Commandant Lassard for a minute. He plays, I think, on Hootie and the Brofish, and I think on Titans in Motion. We're calling them Sticky Brofish in Motion Incorporated for now. His name is Eric. Eric, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Yay.
Good, good. And
sweep the leg. No mercy.
Our final guest is new. I purchased him roughly 37 minutes ago at AC Moore. His name is Potted Plant. Potted Plant, good evening. How are you?
Doing good, Len.
I'm scared.
You're in a safe place with safe friends here. You can talk if you wish. We'll get back to him. We've talked to Scott. We've talked to Sarah. Eric, as always, you're a new guest. We're going to start at the beginning, as we always do. And we're going to get to the good stuff, but we got to ask the boring question first. You've been with us, I think, you were pulling a railroad tie out of grass like 6 seasons ago, I think is the first time I saw you. Was it 5 seasons ago?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yep. So how'd you get here? How'd you find us? You always like to hear the beginning story, so let us know how you got here.
Actually, I started out playing in a different league.
And you can say the league, it's okay.
That's fine. No,
it was over in Moe's League.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine.
Actually, I was working. Some girl I worked with said, oh, hey, I heard you played football. Asked me to come out and play, so I did. And then actually on my way home one day, because, you know, I live out in Akron, I passed Angry Buffalo, and I just see all these cars lining up and down the road. So I actually think I was with JT and my brother at the time, because JT's just always around.
Can I ask you a question about him real quick before you get there? I heard he got mad about the cutout. Was that true? At the banquet?
Well, for a little while, I put in his head. Well, actually, for a little bit, I told the league that he was B's brother's cousin.
Yes.
That's awesome. And people believed him. People started going crazy about it, and he got real mad about it. And then I told him that they were going to make him the new B's brother.
Oh,
so when he shows up to the banquet and sees a cutout there, he kind of freaked out. I mean, you know, he's... Yeah, kind of the butt of all those jokes. Now,
JT, if you're listening, I don't know if he does, but you will never, ever, ever, ever be B's brother. Like, don't worry about it.
No, in B's brother's defense, there's only one.
Exactly. So we would never do that to you. There's only one person who can be the role of B's brother, and that's B's brother.
Are we sure he isn't listening right now?
Well, he's definitely not listening right now.
He's probably here.
Is he somewhere? Did you bring him?
He just shows up.
He's just hanging out.
He's amazing.
Tommy let him in.
He usually shows up, you know, funny real quick. I saw him this week. Like, he always shows up closer to playoffs, right? Because I don't see him as much in the regular season. I always see him closer to playoffs.
Well, I don't think you've showed up a lot of the
weeks. I have not.
So. Got him.
that sucks. He kind of just wakes up and I think drives to the field, see if we're there, and then if we are, he hangs out.
He can't call or text. Be like, you guys there?
No, because
like,
we don't answer him. I hope he doesn't listen to this. But
I hope he does, actually. Now I'm going to make sure he does.
He knows. But.
So I guess I got to ask that question then. So what is, because I'm looking at my tree and we're going to get to this in a minute. Who's his affiliation?
Me.
Okay, so he's Hootie and the Brofish.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's going to lead me to the next question. Nicole, if you could pass these out. And Eric, I'm going to start with you. Have you ever heard of like a mafia crime tree?
What is this?
You could pass these out to everybody so they can see them. This is what I did today. I had a couple extra minutes, and usually the first question that every TSLer asks me is simply this. Who are these people? What teams do they play on? Can you please explain how it all works? Now, this is what I think it is. If you could just take some time and break it down for me on how it really works, it would greatly be appreciated. Now, what I have done, and forgive me because this is an audio show, is I have a crime graph, and basically I have Hootie and the Brofish, I have Titans in Motion, and I have Sticky Bandits.
Okay.
Now, they all break down into subcategories, and I have Bro, and I have Eric, and I have Lindsay and Molly, and then I have Titans in Motion, and there's all their players, and then I have Sticky Bandits and all their players. Now, I've maintained for some time now that there has to be a crime boss, so everybody has to answer to somebody.
I mean, if you're going to put anybody at the top...
Mary Poppins.
It's got to be Dave Baker.
Okay, you sure it's not Mary Poppins?
He's pulling all the strings.
Are you sure it's not Mary Poppins?
He just has other people do his dirty work. Mary Poppins, actually, she went to high school with me, too. Phenomenal athlete, and...
Can we start with her? Does she talk?
She's quiet. She's super good. I don't know if you've ever watched her play. She's a phenomenal player.
I try to, like, I always have said I'm going to go over and talk to her, but I'm scared if I say something, she's going to run away.
Yeah, I mean, you talk. She is quiet, but she's super laid back. She's kind of easy to talk to.
So she's not in charge. So we're going to blame Dave Baker. So you would disagree with Mike. And ladies and gentlemen, we can put this on Facebook. Or Joe, can you take a picture and put it on Facebook if we have to?
Can you breathe between sentences? Like, it's okay.
No, I can't.
I mean, this is a phenomenal chart.
There's a lot of guys connected to Molly Morgan. This is weird.
We are not. You can make any kind of determination or assertion that you would like to make.
I'm saying
everybody here are friends.
A lot of direct lines.
Sarah's laughing.
No, I'm not.
Sarah doesn't laugh. Everybody knows that.
I gave my intern all the information, and the list was compiled.
Who's your intern? Little B's brother?
I'm not going to get into that right now. I don't have time for that.
No, really. I think she may have hit the nail. She probably has an idea of who the actual crime boss might be.
It looks like Dave Baker, she's
digging into it here.
So Dave Baker plays, if I'm looking at my graph correctly, for Titans in Motion and Sticky Bandits.
Right.
But he doesn't play for Hootie.
Correct.
Why not?
Is he not good enough for that team?
He just is super loyal to Alex. Yeah. And he's played his first team here was Sticky Bandits before he brought in Tight Ends in Motion. So, and I mean, Hootie and the Brofish is a new team this session. So he's going to stay on the two teams he's always stayed on.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What made Bro branch off into his own team?
Well, we for a long time have had Bro play, but we've always had him play as a receiver because, you just kind of never know what you're going to get out of him. He shows up super hungover all the time. But I mean, I've always known he has a phenomenal arm, and he's a good quarterback, but he just always seemed better suited as a receiver. Then over the winter, we kind of, you know, let him quarterback a couple teams, did phenomenal. We're like, all right, well, we got a bunch of really good players and
a good
quarterback, and, you know, let's go D2. I was like, you know, I knew our team was good, but I was like, I don't think we're – D1 good. I was good enough for D2.
I think you are, for the record.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, cool. There's more paperwork.
D2 lost a lot of good teams.
Can I ask you a question about Bro specifically?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a rumor circulating that before the season there was a little bit of tension between you and your brother, a la Brother Nero and Joey Batts, and it was something like you were going to call the team Crush, and the rest of the team had a revolt, and you lost?
Yes.
I did lose. I went ahead and registered the team, and I tell you what, a lot of people were mad at me about it. Because we came up with that team name at the bar, and everybody, you know, went crazy for it because it's a hilarious name.
Fantastic.
And I just, you know.
You guys were orange, so your name wasn't bad. You were orange, so I mean, I get it. Crush.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, oh, we'll just be Crush. What I did was Googled arena football names, and I was like, oh, that'll work. Because I'm always changing names every session, changing teams. So that's what I came up with.
Hootie and the Brofish is great, and don't ever change
it. Yeah, the second I went Crush, I mean, I got texts from everybody.
They kicked you off the team.
Like, what are you thinking? And Emily pushed it hard.
Oh, Emily, literally 5 minutes after that fight, she was blowing my phone up. We've got to do something about this.
She told me right away. She goes, I'm texting everyone. She goes, that team name is changing. She was mad.
That's fantastic.
Funny, Emily can't get her own team name right, but she had everything to do with Hootie and the Brofish. I'm just talking Breakfast Club, not Titans in Motion.
I know.
I'm going to ask you another obvious question. So I see a box right there in the bottom left corner. Where did you find the Amazon known as Lindsay?
So we actually got three of our players from Game On. They played for Hustle last session, and on that team they had James, Derek, and Lindsay. I don't know if, I mean, Lindsay's phenomenal. Like, right away, I'm like, you know, they got, you know, one of the best guys in the league, the best girl in the league over in Game On easily. So, you know, right away, I'm like, oh, we got to get these girls. You know, we got to get these players. They're good. And I tried, and I failed. And, you know, of course, Dave Baker, in classic Dave Baker fashion, steps in, talks to him, and convinces him to come over. He's the best at it. I don't know how he does it, but.
The smile.
I always get shut down, and. He cleans them up for me. All right. Now, in every situation ever.
I've got to ask my last question because too many times
we have
Joey Bats and Brother Nero on, and there's always a fight. In that equation, I mean, are you Joey Bats and his bro Brother Nero, or is this flipped? Or, like, how does that work? You've heard of the Joey Bats Brother Nero like saga for like probably 18 seasons, like the rest of us, right?
Yeah, I have. You know, I think it's maybe a watered down version of it.
Ooh. Is there a rivalry there
between
you and your brother? No, just you and your brother.
No, I don't think so. I mean, we get competitive, especially when we start drinking. Sometimes he'll get drunk and tell me he's better than me at everything. And
I could throw that plant further than you.
Yeah.
You could smack him in the head, though. Like, he would not take you in a fight. There's no way.
No.
So you got him. Who's older, you or him?
I'm older.
Oh, yes. You got him older and badder, so yeah, it's all day.
And you look younger, which is even better.
Yeah, that's kind
of funny. You know, I take care of my body. You know. Take care of your body, it'll take care of you.
Aw. Words to live by there.
So Lindsay's only on Hooties. Does Lindsay ever play for Titans in Motion or Sticky Bandits?
Nope.
Okay. Because, believe it or not, we have an unwritten rule, and we're going to get to that later in our LVPs today. We have an unwritten rule that Lindsay can't sub for anybody because she's just too darn good.
She's phenomenal.
Yes.
Really?
But, shockingly, a cheeseball team in D1 tried to test us this week, and they got denied. But we'll get to that in LVPs. All right, so Alex is playing quarterback for tight ends and Sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Is something that, now? Let's ask this. So we're going to assume Hootie and the Brofish is going to win. Even Burr's all like, "We're going to shock the world." We don't believe Burr.
Come on, Burr.
So when you guys win D2 and you move up to D1, what happens then?
Yeah, that's the fun
one. I'll tell you, I've been hearing this question for a little while now.
You should.
I don't know. It's tough because you're
just going to have like a fantasy draft of all your friends.
I'm really good friends with everybody on Tight Ends in Motion. You know, Tiger, Ben, Stoner Dave, Dave, Alex, the girls, like everybody. We've been playing together for a while. But, you know, I mean, I love both teams. I love all the players. Everyone I play with on Hootie and the Brofish is basically new, except for my brother. But, I mean, all nice guys. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's going to be hard to leave my brother.
Do you make the pitch for, like, Tiger? Because I'm looking at Tiger in the middle of this crime boss tree right now. He's the key to all this, isn't he?
Yeah, we haven't had him the last couple weeks, and I'll tell you what, it's been tough sledding without him.
Yeah, but if you're going up to D1 with Hootie and the Brofish, you almost want to have Dave Baker talk to Tiger, right?
Well, Dave Baker would keep him on tight ends.
Yeah, Dave Baker's
not going to tell him.
Could
to
you
leave.
Do Survivor and tell Dave Baker you have a secret alliance, and then at the last minute, like, vote him off the island? Like, you can get Dave Baker to get Tiger to come to Hootie, and then vote Dave Baker off the island. That's what I would do.
Too much.
If Sticky wins D3, what happens there? Alex still allowed to play both?
We don't even know. We hope not. Just let's pray. Everybody pray together that does not happen.
I mean, D2 is not going to be a thing next session,
no.
Right?
No.
So that's not D2 is a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's got to be.
Well, we just might have D1 and then D3, so we might just pretend D2
never
exists.
Are we going to go back? Okay. Remember, we had a scenario like this, I want to say like 4 years ago,
like
where we ended up making like the super division. I think that might be where we're headed.
I don't know. We always assess it at the end of the season. I mean, there's a good chance, and I'm hoping we never see the Purge again. So there's one. Jeremy Burr is probably going to the Joey Bats Super Team. So that takes Gryffindor and Joey Bats out. So DMX will go down to D3.
Mm-hmm.
Hootie's going up to D1. So who's left?
NWO.
Yeah.
NWO. And let's be honest, they're just whatever. Like they could say Brother Nero can't play for them, and then they go to D3.
You can't get rid of D2.
Yeah,
you can't do it.
Well, they'll just move
D2 kind of got rid of themselves, to be fair.
They really did.
You just realign the entire other, you know, move everyone up.
Yeah, but as you all know, when somebody says I can't do something, then I just do it just to
do it. Yeah, but in the lobster
you
video,
can't live forever.
At Topper's house, you said, if there's a divorce, that you could lose D1, but you would keep D2.
Well, that's if he gets a divorce.
Yeah, that's a total different thing with Topper.
Yeah, see, I get a prenup if I ever get married, so I will never have to worry about
all right,
that.
So it's your D2.
Obviously, at that point, we would put the league in my name, and then my prenup would take over.
You sure the crime boss isn't Alex's dad?
No, there's no doubt in my mind it is Mary Poppins. Right now, Aaron's being nice. There's no, she is too... It's always the one you don't think.
That's why I said Alex's dad. He shows up. He's always like in like suits looking
No, that
good,
would be too easy. Dave
watches.
Baker would be too easy. They want you to think it's Dave Baker. It's not him.
Tiger is
Dave
in the
does
middle.
A good job staying behind the scenes.
What
he
about
pulls
Ben?
All the string.
No, there's not Ben. It's never the guy Ben? You can hear coming from a mile away.
He's right in the middle of
no,
the whole
No, he's
thing.
Like the hitman that... like he's Luca Brasi. He dies in the first one.
Wait a minute, though. Who's Ben connected to?
Well, he got a Kitty Kate. We should have angled it.
I think there were some very poor lines drawn here.
Yeah, they were. My intern got lost after a while.
Gotcha.
Well, I mean, just a lot of lines coming out of Molly.
They're all friends. That's all I'm saying.
Are they coming out or are they going into? All
right.
Okay, that's for other people to decide.
We need some arrows.
Scott Keller, we're gonna go over to you for a minute. It's been a while. Give us a refresher course. You guys weren't here last week because basically you said we're going to play our 9 games and 8. We're just going to take the number one seed. And how are you feeling going into the playoffs right now?
Good. We're feeling real good after that bye last week. Got the starters rested.
I love it.
Pretty standard procedure.
And congratulations, there was no Katie Keller soap opera. She tried very hard, but nobody allowed it.
Didn't she play in like 6 games last week?
Well, a couple of them were
all
forfeits.
Legal.
A couple of them were forfeits. She didn't do anything bad. She also didn't share her feelings with somebody, and she promised she would, but she'll get to that eventually.
Who is this?
Believe it or not, even though I'm the worst person in the universe, you don't ever want to tell me a secret. This is the one secret I've kept.
I gotcha.
Can I ruin it?
I never wanted to tell you secrets.
Well, okay, two secrets.
Know?
I didn't know that one either. I did not kill that secret either, I swear.
Unless it's another secret that I don't know about.
Yeah, and I'm just throwing it out there. Don't ever tell me a secret.
Yeah, I know.
But Sarah, your secret's still safe with me. And Sarah, we're going to get to you.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Honestly, feel very nervous. No, I
you
point
should.
Pinky
Sarah, sword. I already know what you told them.
So, and whatever. Sarah, you're on here for a big reason. What I'd like to do at this point, we're going to get cereal for 1 minute. And we're going to talk.
Wasn't serious
no,
enough.
I want to talk about the Coach J school for players that are trying to get a little better than they are right now.
Did you change the name?
No, it's actually it's Coach J school for really good players that just aren't playing really good. .. yet. we had our first practice last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You were 27 minutes late.
I was. Traffic.
Frowny face sticker.
5:30 is about the worst time you could ever plan someone to
complaining.
Be
complaining. Frowny face sticker.
But
well,
you got to practice,
worst.
And what happened?
It was great.
What did you
I
learn?
I caught some tennis balls. I learned some, you know, hand-eye coordination. We ran some weird, like... thing routes with like arms and leg coordination, which was super weird.
Body
Jay
control.
Could not be more of a gym teacher.
He's so awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
I only got reprimanded once for being too funny. I tried
Leonard,
to
take this seriously. Or stay on topic, Leonard.
Well, it was funny. One point I got lost and we were by ECC and he goes, I said, where is this place? And he goes, oh, just park right next to the college. And then I texted him, I can't be within 200 feet of a Chuck E. Cheese or a college. he's letting enough out of you. So we parked and yeah, we had great drills. And just so you know, and I've said this again, we're going to keep trying to do this. We're going to talk to everybody. I'm not talking to one of the other students right now, but I am talking to Sarah. We will schedule a time. And you will get at that point, if you do join us, your compensation notebook, and inside your composition notebook, you will get either your frowny face stickers or your cloud stickers. You only get one rain cloud, Sarah, for being late, so everything else you did really good.
That's okay.
The other girl was not so lucky, but we can get that in our LVPs. But yeah, we have talked to some girls in the league, so if anybody wants to play, come find us, text us, email us. Coach Jay's been nice to volunteer his time, and we're going to continue to try to get better.
I mean, I think it should be said really quickly that this isn't like a Lenny screw-around thing.
No.
We're going to just like fuck with people.
No.
Like Jay's legitimately doing his best to like take some people.
Jay
and
even had a dry erase board.
Yeah.
Like he was drawing things, writing letters from upside down.
I can very quickly understand why somebody would think that this is like a gag and like a thing we would do.
No.
But like Bee's brother isn't showing up and running routes with you probably.
No.
So like don't worry about it.
And I was serious, except for a couple jokes.
Shouldn't
I was really
serious.
You
even planted that idea.
Yeah. We were running routes.
If you didn't think that wasn't already there, you've learned nothing.
We've learned that there's a lot of girls in lower divisions that really want to get better, and they're trying. And you know, we have rules, so you can't play 37 games a day. And we're like, hey, this might be an idea to help people out, and we want to watch some football games and show you how to do this, that, and the other thing. And if we can help, we're going to try to.
Is it just for females or can males?
No, guys want to come too. We'll teach. I told people if you want to learn football and learn the game better, come on down.
I think about it all the time.
That'd be awesome.
I know. I would just.
Show you the real way to rush because you guys still don't understand.
I think you're wrong.
Thing.
I think
really
you're wrong.
Because Little Miss Rain Cloud, I think, got a sack on Saturday.
Okay,
because she listened to me.
Okay.
And also a dislocated thumb.
Well, yeah, that wasn't my fault.
Getting that sack, right?
That's a good name for her, Little Miss Raincloud. I like that.
Little Miss Raincloud.
I might take that. All right. We're not doing games this week, last week, rather, because that's just kind of boring. So
we didn't play?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. What are you guys going to talk about? No, I mean...
They can talk about anything, man.
There were some good games. There was only, like, one game that really mattered in terms of playoffs, right? And I think it was in D6.
It was.
What,
and
was that,
it
was the
funny
Dark
because
game?
Yeah, and as the team was literally driving with their season on the line with less than 2 minutes, guess who got dragged to the freaking bar because some Little Miss Raincloud broke her hand?
Who?
You did, Lenny.
Oh, it was Lenny.
We'll get to that in our healthy piece. but what we're going to do now is we're going to go around the room. We're going to start with each division's playoffs, and we'll talk, and then we'll work from 6 and all the way up to 1. So if people have some opinions on these teams and games, shout them out. So, Jimmy, without further ado, let's go.
Thoughtful, calm, serene, you know, the usual routine.
D6, playoffs round 1, Dilly Dilly is going to be facing McKenzie Agency. Practice squad going up against Nice TDs. Salino Sewer Rats made the cut, they're going to be facing the Dark Knights. And tight end zones, taking on Home Tech, D6.
Scott Keller, I'm going to ask you that question point blank. Can Home Tech win D6?
Yes, they can. They've been rolling.
Wait, what?
They sure have been.
I was waiting for you to go, Home Tech will never win anything.
No, it's the opposite.
Wait, what?
Nope. They, ever since Joe K called them out a couple weeks ago,
I said they were the worst team in the league, and
I think they've won every game since. 3 or 4 or something. Steve Kenzie's been throwing.
I was about
all
to say
over.
Cousin Steve, but the rumor I'm hearing is Cousin Steve might not be at football this week.
Austin's going to quarter this week. I already
got word
of it. Yeah.
Has anybody ever seen Austin throw?
Yeah, I played with him a couple times for Home Tech.
How's it go?
Good. He hit me on a couple bombs. So
okay,
I was fine.
Sarah, I believe you're playing for Nice TDs as a sub this week against the practice squad.
Yeah, I'm also playing for Salino Sewer Rats this week.
Interesting. Conflict of interest. How can that happen? I feel like that's against
because
the rules.
Because she is a USL. She's a sub. Well, she's a universal sub thing.
Okay.
You told me that last week.
Let's throw this out there real quick.
I can play as many games as I want.
This is a lead into what he's probably about to say.
Well, it's the sub rules. So, teams, listen very carefully. We are going to have great scrutiny for the sub rules this week. Essentially, the rule is simply this. If you have two girls, you are allowed one sub only. If you have one girl, you are allowed one sub only. So, if you only have one, you get one, and that's it. So, be prepared.
Got it.
You can still use guy USLs. The list is there. We've already had one taken.
I'll be around.
Joe K will be around. It's playoff time. That's when Joe K comes to play. But get them in, and if they're not there by Friday at 10 a.m., I'm going to say one more time, you can only use a USL person, and cough, wink, wink, purge. This would be a good time to call your players and find out if they can play or not.
Did they make the playoffs?
Yeah, because everybody in stupid D2 makes it. And I don't mean you guys, Eric, because you guys are going to win, obviously. I mean, everybody else is stupid. And not you, Joey Bads, because you're awesome, too.
Right?
There were six. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Six teams in D2.
Actually, everybody but the Purge isn't stupid, so.
Aw.
So sick of them showing up in the players.
A serious question for you real quick. If there is a team that wants to bring a guy on as a universal sub, but that guy has not played all session so far and does not have a waiver on file, can he fill out a waiver and be on the sub list and be on that team for the playoffs?
No, he cannot.
All right.
But he can be, if he's on the roster and he has a waiver and hasn't played all year, he can play in that playoff game.
I mean, we didn't touch on the best game, the little rematch between Dilly Dilly and McKenzie Agency.
Well, yeah, that was the one I was going to get to. I was kind of going this way. Yeah, so Ferger has got to be, like, just sitting in a room right now with, like, the lights off, just prodding right now.
I remember McKenzie Agency, they were doing really well in the beginning of the season.
Great.
Then that Dilly Dilly game happened with the ball getting thrown out of the end zone and Ferger's hand getting stomped, whatever happened.
Thugonomics.
Didn't Meg get punched in the face, too?
Probably, but that just happened.
There's been a lot of punches.
I heard it was more a side slap than a punch.
And you're subbed in two D6 games? Look out. Mm-hmm. Thunderdome down there. But
yes. McKenzie has a shot, but Dilly Dilly's kind of fast, and McKenzie sometimes lacks speed, so that could... it could be trouble for them.
But they have anger on their side and revenge and all that.
They do, and they have Diana Brunell, and we're going to get to her in MVPs later today.
Are you just going
to
do that yourself today?
No, I got all kinds of them today because I saw a lot of football on Saturday.
I know, you've got a lot to say.
Till I was dragged to the bar because somebody broke their hand, but we'll get into that later, too. let's go to the D5 playoffs.
What you talking about, Willis?
D5 games. Round 1, Tommy Hughes Experience taking on Cunning Stunts. Come From Behind is going to be facing Hope and Ruin. Maddie's Angels versus Vandalay. Industries, All We Do Is Quinn, taking on Hung Buffalo. Those are your D5 playoff round 1 games.
Can Tommy Hughes win, Joe K?
I mean, we can always win, but the point is, like, I don't know. I don't know who's playing quarterback for Cunning Sons since Drew has to go get his tattoo.
Wait,
the man,
really?
The myth, the legend.
Is that real?
Who?
Joey Bats.
Are you fucking kidding me? So they got better. That's not fair.
Hold on.
They got the best quarterback in the league.
What?
He's on their roster.
No, that's the thing. Joey's their backup.
Yeah, and he is the best quarterback in the league, too. I'm just throwing
He's not, though. But other than that.
MVP.
So that should be. That actually makes it a better game. But we had a good game the first time. So, I mean, we could definitely win, but who knows? I mean, it'll be close again because they have a bunch of good players on their team.
All we do is Quinn is really kind of salty, and so is Hung Buffalo.
Yeah, like, that might be like our next
fight.
Can I go
to that game and throw tomatoes at them, please?
What do those tomatoes do to you?
I think it's going to be really hot. Like, I don't know if I would do that. Like, maybe throw stones.
Even better.
Rocks.
You throw plants.
Soggy, yeah. Smelly tomatoes.
Yeah, Eric, nice drop in.
I mean, that's what we need, Eric.
Here we go.
That's what he wanted out of you.
No, maybe a little.
Maddie's going to take on Topper. That should be fun.
No, it's not going to be fun because you have little fun rabbits running like 90 miles an hour against these guys that just you can do their 40 times with like sundials.
Oh, that is.
I see, like, honestly, like 46 to like 16.
Really?
Yeah, I see Maddie's just blowing them out.
Okay.
Name one guy in Vandalay that can chase Maddie for more than like 4 seconds without passing out and grabbing his heart.
Topper? Okay, good point. solid argument, sir.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. And
the
as
girls
we always
can chase
do,
him, it's fine.
Yeah. And Come From Behind, we always hope and pray is one that Paul Lovello will be showing up, because if he does, Come From Behind is a very, very, very good team. They just don't always have their horses there. Hope and Ruin is their girls are hurt for pretty much. They've been gone all year, so.
That's not good.
Yeah, plus they're I just don't see them matching up very well with that team, so D4 playoffs.
Boom, 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 boom.
We're moving good today. Great work, people.
Not gonna aim me.
Amen.
D4 playoffs. Third and Schlong. Take it on the Shredders. No punt intended. Gotta be facing Buffalo Solar Solutions. Full throttle. Take it on Uncle Rico's Time Travelers and Indecent Exposure. Facing HK4, those are your D4 playoffs for round one.
Scotty, I know you guys have nothing but confidence going in, but just tell me there's got to be like one iota of you that's like nervous that like the upset could happen.
Oh, definitely. 100%. Definitely. They played us pretty well when we played them earlier in the year. I heard they're having problems with Parker.
She's no longer on their team.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
So she'll be rooting for us, probably.
She might be on your sideline.
Is she still on Tommy Hughes' experience, or so she came back again the fourth time? This
is
season?
What we did She's to never... make it fair for everybody. We said, listen, you can pick two teams because you would have been on a team and got to sub for one, and you pick the two games, and then we're wiping our hands of it.
Okay.
So she will pick her two teams to play on Saturday, and that's that.
I would say, answering your question before, I would say half the team is very confident. They always seem to be pretty confident in themselves, and the other half is kind of nervous.
I bet you 40-year playing guy is very confident right now.
He is. He's extremely confident.
I bet you Katie Keller is extremely nervous right now.
Last time he was extremely confident, though, you guys lost by about 100.
Yeah.
So.
But he said when he came on here, they were the best ratings you guys ever had when he came on the podcast. That's what he told me.
They were
That's
pretty
where
good.
His confidence is.
They were good.
They were
good.
I really thought him and Joe K were going to fight.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. That's probably why the ratings were up so high.
No reason to
fight. Can I ask you a question, Scott? So I see a game right here, no pun intended, against Buffalo Solar Solutions. Like, are you going to be watching and just like booing, no pun intended? Because that seems like that's the team you hate now.
No chance, because it's going to be 93. So the second my game ends, I'm out of there. I'm not baking in the sun.
There'll be a dunk tank. You can go right in it.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, okay. Yeah.
Topper's bringing the dunk tank.
Yeah, yeah. And breaking news, the dunk tank will be there. And Vail Brunell will obviously have another cry for help trying to garner votes for Best Brunell, so I'm sure she'll be up to something as well. I'd like to talk about somebody in D4 right now, and I think I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again. I think when you get to D4 MVP, if you do not look at Full Throttle and look at the job that Lou has done with his team, you are crazy, because they started 0-3, and they're now 6-3.
Yep.
And that's flying. If you ask me, that's the game of the day right there. Uncle Rico's is really, really good, and Full Throttle's really, really good, and that could go...
What happened to Rico? They were like 3 last week? What are they at now? 6 or something?
Yeah, they have another team show up in literally 4 weeks.
This is Uncle Rico?
Yeah, they just, like, they had the first 3-4 weeks. I do think missing this person, that person. You know how that goes.
I do.
You just never play as good. And Decent Exposure is a very good team. HK4, I don't know if you've seen them play. The quarterback's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Emily's really, really good. And they got one other player. Just, I don't think they have much depth after that.
Yeah, so, no, did they won this week or something? Because they were like 8 seed or something. And
yeah, they beat somebody
some
bad,
shuffling
though.
Last week.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
There was. In Decent Exposure, I had to ref their game this week. And if Josh plays quarterback the way he did this time, HK4 should blow him out.
They might have
the best
player.
He threw like 5 interceptions. It wasn't even like... They weren't even like good ones.
Which one is he? He's got like that wind up delivery. It's like a weird.
He looks like Jay Money Cook. You from sidearm? Like
yeah, a little bit.
Is he taller, dude?
Yes.
He was throwing. I don't know if he's bald.
Oh, he has a hat on backwards. Yeah. Okay.
When he threw it, like
sorry,
it was
not bald. I didn't mean to.
Like I haven't only like Topper actually threw a ball harder than somebody this week, and it was Josh. I mean, I know he has his rib injury.
Didn't even injury. Yeah.
He's been playing with like broken ribs or something, so maybe that affected it, but. It wasn't very good, that's for sure. And they were playing Brew Crew, and I don't even think they didn't even make playoffs. So
they
lost to them.
Oh,
it was a good game actually.
And Decent Exposure lost to Brew Crew?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Came down to the end of the game, but
is Brew Crew the team that didn't? They were 0-7 going into that, or 0-8 going into that?
Yeah, they could have been. It was not Pass the Chiefs. There's another team. It's AXA. AXA and Brew Crew. Yeah, those are the two teams that are bad.
Yeah, that was Brew Crew's first win. Wow.
D3 playoffs.
Why'd you stack your team, Uncle Topper?
D3 round one. Sticky Bandits taking a mix with three X's. Bullet Club is going to be facing the Puckett All-Stars. NA Versintas and your game on play of the game, play of the week. D3, one topper too many. Morning Wood facing each other right there.
I swear we're getting a D1 and 2 quick, Eric, but you know a little bit about Sticky Bandits. Can they beat Jay-Z in his mixed squad?
They can definitely. I think they beat him earlier in the season, like a real low-scoring game. And I actually hope Sticky Bandits beats Mix by, like, 50.
Everybody does.
Everybody wants Jay-Z to lose so bad.
Well, we played over the winter in a game-on league, and his team beat us in the championship. And, you know, we still hear about
was that them? Like, I remember seeing the Snapchat pictures with that. They were all at a banquet, and they were just, like, doing stupid stuff day.
He's like, oh, you guys going to show up to the banquet to celebrate us winning the championship? Like, on the way there. And I'm like,
then Travis probably showed up and dry heaved all during Breakfast Club.
Get her. I love it.
Is where's Ricky Recchio been? Like, he's really good, and he hasn't been there a good part of the season, right?
He's been on vacation a lot, and he's only made it a few weeks. I don't know if he's going to be there this week or not, but yeah, I guess they've just been getting spotty play out of him.
They need they have very decent girls, and their quarterback is as smart as it gets. So, I mean, you know, you have to play a very smart, very methodical game to beat them. I don't know if Mix has that club in the bag right now because they are reeling.
Did Jay-Z get to the sub list yet or no?
Probably.
He did, and I don't know if I can say this or not, but Jay-Z and I had a heart-to-heart yesterday.
Yeah,
and Jay-Z has a moral obligation right now. And I think he's going to choose the right decision.
Interesting.
And I don't want to call him out because he actually asked me, you know, my opinion on something. Essentially, without saying too much, it was, should I make the decision where I go for the win and go for the title, or should I do what I know in my heart is right? And I said, listen, don't be a sellout.
Go for the title.
I think he's gonna stay true to himself. So
I'd go for the title.
So he got someone on his roster who's
no. It was a sub thing. I think it was more like a question of, hey, I could ask for sub A, or I could just ask a girl who doesn't play a lot to stay home, kind of thing. And I'm like, dude, don't play the game.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, he's not gonna be that guy.
That's
so
good. Good for you,
be that guy.
Yes, one top or too many. We got to get to this joke because we got the text. This is the best story ever.
First off, Topper and Mo have this like bet going on where they're going to battle each other. That was supposed to happen this past
week. Yeah, Mo didn't show up, but he had an issue.
Mo had, unfortunately, legitimate. A thing go on, so he couldn't show up to the fields this week. So now they're doing like the rematch in the playoffs, which is great. And Topper's going to lose Drew, who's arguably his best player, maybe his second best player, because Aaron guy is really good, and he's underrated.
But why is he missing Drew, Joe?
Because Drew has to get a tattoo instead. So somewhere along the way, when Topper had a fire at his house, I want to say like a month ago.
We're not making this shit up.
We were there, and Drew announced that it doesn't matter when playoffs are because he won't be there for them because he made a tattoo appointment.
And what is he getting and where is he getting? Because there's nothing funnier than when a squeaky clean guy gets a tattoo. Like, I can understand, like, a bad dude getting it, but not him.
That can be pretty expensive.
I don't remember what he specifically said, but he's starting his sleeve, and I think he was getting, like, music notes and stuff.
Oh, God, on his
arm?
He had,
like, reasons. Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, it means something to him, so I'm not going to give him shit for what he's getting, but you know that that's, like, you've known for months that this would be, like, the date of playoffs. And you're just like, you know what, team, let's play the season, and then, well, go fuck yourself.
Like, we're not going to lie. Topper ain't getting any younger. Like, this was his kick at the can, and poor guy.
I feel bad. I almost feel bad for Topper because, like, every week he's been, like, mad at his teams because, like, they're not showing up or they're not listening or they're just making tattoo appointments for
Now, just to defend this guy real quick, I'm a tattoo guy. Tattoo sure. appointments do take a lot of time. It costs a lot of money. It's a big thing, especially when you get the artist that you want. You're saying that he told him well in advance of even the season and playoffs that he had this date booked, right?
Maybe not of the season, yeah, but he definitely had it during, like I said, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, whatever it was, when we were at Topper's house. He knew he was going
to
have
it. Well, I give the guy credit for 5 weeks ago stepping up to the plate and saying, hey, I have a commitment this date. You can't go wrong there.
Well, I'm not taking a shot at tattoos. I'm just taking a shot at, like, squeaky clean people. Like, no, people that are too nice getting tattoos is weird.
You think Drew's just too nice.
That's that's exactly what I think.
I think Drew's got a bad side to him that you just haven't tapped into.
No.
He's a badass.
No, he should be married to Mary Poppins. Matter of fact, I'll tell you a funny story. Years ago, he had a crush on Mary Poppins. Like, those two should be married because they're both, like, squeaky clean.
Maybe he still does, and that's why
they would need a surrogate to talk to them.
Should have took a shot.
Yeah, those three need to go to Applebee's. They need somebody to go to Applebee's with them to do all the talking. But if they could get somebody to talk with them, that could happen.
Just show up with
them. Potted Plant go too?
Potted Plant can go too.
Potted Plant can go too.
A great guest.
Me, Eric, bro, the Potted Plant, and like 17 other people on a film crew will be watching this date.
Can the date be at the Botanical Garden so the Potted Plant?
Of course it could. Him there
with
his friends.
He's just going to be in handcuffs or something.
Joe K., the playoffs were supposed to be a magical time, and 4 weeks ago, Jeff Easton got hurt. Do you guys even care at this point?
No, we definitely care because we'll have our regular quarterback. Our regular quarterback's Jeff, but Travis isn't very capable quarterback, too, so... This is actually the team we played when Jeff hurt himself, so it's kind of like the Jeff Easton injury revenge game, even though they didn't hurt him. You know, the ground.
Yeah, they're good people.
But it should be it was a good game then, and it'll be a real good game now. But we should have everybody, and I think we're a little more talented than that.
Are you going to have everybody though?
I believe so.
Okay, all girls.
Yeah, I believe so.
Accounted for.
As far as I know, of course that can change within right now. But
you still have those Griffin guys.
Well, not both of them. We had Chad show up a few times.
Yeah. They magically always show up before the playoffs and at the playoffs, and then they won't see them for 10 weeks.
D3, I played against both of them, I think.
Yeah, we had them one. That was when we
did you play him in the playoffs?
No, it was not in the playoffs. It was the one game that we got to have both of them before you instituted the Griffin rule, where we only allowed one.
Yeah, and the one
Shane
of them killed us.
Shane is tremendous.
Shane was awesome.
Shane is tremendous, but he's always so busy with work and stuff that he can never really be in the league.
Yeah, we actually put that in the rule book. It was the Griffin rule. Like, you can only, because they were in D4, we're like, you can only have one or the other.
Makes sense.
That was rough. I don't.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. Joey Batts is heading for back-to-back MVPs. Shintaz is playing A&A, which is actually going to be probably a really good game.
Yeah, they never played in the regular season like they were supposed to. They just took the tie, and then they're just playing in the playoffs because they had to make up the game.
Maddie's missing one of his heavy hitters, from what I hear.
Yeah, but that's been the story of his whole season. His team just hasn't been showing up for him.
Terrible attendance.
Lenny, when's the last time somebody went back-to-back on MVP?
Never. Well,
this would be a first-time occurrence in the DSL if happens.
Joey Batts can do it.
It'll be interesting.
Do they give out spring awards or?
Okay, this is always the story. We always want to have a banquet. We honestly do, and we've had I think one summer one. But what happens is with wedding season, we always go, okay, you know, give us some kind of idea if you're going to show up or not, and then like 40 people say they're going to, and then all of a sudden we say, well, okay, we're canceling it, and then like 150 people say, well, I was going to go. It's like, well. Yeah.
But that's just like a regular banquet, too.
Like three people paid.
Right. Well, one year, I'll tell you a funny story. Well, one year we did have it. We had 86 people that actually signed up for the banquet, and then the day of, 155 showed up. So we're like, geez, thanks a lot.
That's how it works.
They cut the power off,
but I mean, you know what I mean?
That was a good
Where was that one at?
It was at the Rose Garden.
Yeah, right at the Rose Garden.
That was the day Tammy brought fire and started throwing fire. Like, we had a good old time that night.
I still think, I mean, if you're going to do the spring banquet, you don't have to go all out like you do for the winter one. Just like do like a half-ass one. Like, people just want to get drunk and dance.
So we just had like a... The one time we did it, it was a backyard party at their garden. That went till like, what, 1, 2 in the morning?
Until they cut
like
the power.
That.
They literally cut the power.
Then Bald Mark ran out, cut the power on that. That was the end of the day. Ay, oh, meal.
And then they went home.
Hey, Len, could I do this?
Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Thunderdome.
D2, round 1. The Replacements taking on the Purge and NWO versus DMX.
All right, Eric, finally. Tell me about these four teams.
What is it, Replacements versus the Purge?
Yes.
Replacements should win that game. Mm-hmm. I think even if the Purge shows up with their whole team, they kind of just have a bad attitude towards the season.
Each other.
They've just kind of accepted that they're not good. And they struggle. I mean, their girls are phenomenal. When they have Meg and Sherry show up, I mean, their girls are, you know.
Meg's been hurt all year. Is she getting close? Because, I mean, it's been, I thought she hurt her hand, and it's been 6 to 8 weeks.
Meg? She just randomly rolled out.
She hurt her hand, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, she's been hurt.
You'll probably see her Saturday at this point. Just roll out for playoffs.
But Replacements guys are just a lot better than the Purge's guys.
Purge's so good.
So, yeah, I think you know, the Replacements should carry in that one.
How about NWO and DMX?
I tell you, I think DMX and NWO could be a good game. DMX is kind of funny. I played on their team a while ago, a few years ago, and they've always been good. They beat Gryffindor on their way to a D3 title.
Yes, they did.
And they basically have the same team and added Johnny Football. Gryffindor is number two in D2 right now. You kind of stuck scratching your head wondering why they're struggling so much. But I think I think if everything comes together for them and they get back to the offensive juggernaut that they used to be, I think they could shock NWO. I know NWO is going to be missing one of their better guys too.
Who are they missing this week?
Mike, big tall guy.
Okay.
Rugby player. He showed up about half the season.
Okay.
When they have him, they're a lot better. When they don't have him, they seem to struggle.
DMX played you guys, I think, this week, and they started okay, but their quarterback was just throwing ducks Saturday, if memory serves me right.
I honestly think DMX's biggest problem on offense is, they got that Johnny Football there. Great player. Fast, good, aggressive player, good hands. Once or twice every drive, he just stops at the line of scrimmage looking for a flip back for a run pass option. And you can tell it's not called because it's confusing everybody. It's not the way Public Enemy ran it against tight ends that one week. And it seems to just throw the offense off. And I think if they could just get him consistently, just because he'll run a route real hard, and he's a good player. But then the next play, he's just standing behind.
I mean, there's a reason that his personal record for the last three seasons is like bad. 1-24. Yeah. So,
well, he gets a little diva in him because I was watching a little bit of your game, and a couple times I saw the quarterback airmail it, and instead of running his route out, he takes 8 steps and then he puts his hand up. Geez, what the? And the ball's like still sailing in the air. It's like, dude, come on, you got to try better than that.
I've heard him a couple times, just turn around, when the ball wasn't thrown to him, just be like, throw the damn ball.
Yeah. People see that, and they get agitated.
Because DMX has always been a team that's scored a ton of points, but they've given up a ton of points.
Yeah, they've given up so many points.
In this session, they've given up a lot of points, but they're not scoring. So, you're kind of just left wondering what's
going on.
They've
actually outscored NWO on the season, which I found kind of surprising.
Well, NWO's had some people. Nero hasn't played like 2 or 3 games.
And I hate giving Joey Batts credit for anything. He needs Joey Batts calling his plays.
Ooh. Oh, snap. Oh,
it is. That's because great. Nero can make all the throws.
That's why he's going to sing real soon.
He can move. And, he's got all the talent. But, Joey calls a great offense.
That would
be Nero needs Joey calling his plays.
Especially in the red zone. I'll give Joey credit for one thing. When he's inside the 10-yard line, he's got really good plays.
He's got the perfect dink and dunk offense. Mm-hmm. It'll just hit you. If you go zone against him, he's just going to eat you up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, let's try D1.
Space Force.
Your D1 games, Eyes Downtown taking on XTC, Marketing Mayors versus Angry Buffalo, Tight Ends in Motion going up against Public Enemy, and New Gods versus Racks and Sacks.
So let me see if I got this right. Tight Ends in Motion is playing Public Enemy again. First time it happened, you destroyed a plant and got suspended.
No.
The second time, Tommy Hughes played quarterback and won. What's going to happen for the third game?
First off, I've never wanted to beat one team more in my life than I want to beat Public Enemy.
Oh, come on. They're not that bad.
I want to beat them. I want to beat them so bad. Honestly, I don't look too much into the second time we lost to them because we lost to them bad, but it was just kind of an uninspired effort from us. It was my third game, Ben's third. We were just kind of just not into it.
And no Tiger, more important, I think, than anything.
No Tiger.
You didn't have your best guy.
That's what I said, the first game, we were up by 12. We scored with 5.5 minutes left to go up 12, 2-possession game,
right,
and lost the game. I think that we're going to come in excited. I think we're going to come in motivated. I expect a good game. I think every time that, Public Enemy comes out and gives us their best shot and we go at them with our best shot, I think it's going to be a good game. So I'm super excited.
Since we have you here, let me ask you about that first game, since we'll just throw the second one out, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So you're up 12, and then Chris Coles, which he's done it 100 times, which don't be offended by it. That's just something he's done.
Yeah.
How did you let that happen, though?
We switched our defense.
Why?
Because we said the clock is our enemy. Make him take as many plays as possible. Keep him underneath you. And what he did the second to last drive was this guy comes right up the middle and flags. And honestly, me and Dave, the defense we were running, we should have squeezed it out, but he just drilled it in for a touchdown. So they scored in about 3 plays, which is the last thing we wanted to happen. So then, the last drive, we can tell there's still enough time that if they get it back, they can come down and score.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't score. We had a couple bad breaks, didn't end up getting in the end zone, and then he called timeout, I think, with like 20
seconds left.
It
wasn't a lot of time.
Because
I watched that.
And he got
Just three chunks.
He got three plays off in 22 seconds, which you just don't expect a team to do. I mean, we basically played the second play, like, get back. You know, they threw the first one, we tagged them short, and then the second play, we're like, get back. Drills, I think, another either one to – it was either Pauly J, Sherrill. I'm not sure in what order. But he drills another pass to one of them, and then the next pass, he's thrown into the end zone to Ryan Radke, who happens to be a phenomenal player. Yeah. And, I mean, it was a tough, contested play, and he just – I mean, he caught
the ball.
He
made a play.
And it was tied, and then they went for one, and then it was the end of us.
Hey, man, I mean, that's nothing.
It was a good game. I mean, game. You know, everybody after the game was
That might
cool.
have been the game of the year, honestly.
Yeah, it was a fun game. You know, we went to the bar, and, you know, I bought everybody shots.
Yeah, who would have thought that after that rivalry? Like, Tommy Huseman told me, they go, after all that shit talking, I actually like these guys a lot. Like, everybody actually is like, there's like a whole new...
Well, Tommy's okay. It was just, you know, the first couple experiences I had with him.
Now,
brother, when he called out my brother, I thought that was a real douchey move. He was sitting at the bar acting like he was the fucking man. And he looks at my brother and goes, oh, you have bro on the back of your shirt? You must be a douchebag. And like, so he sits there and he just calls him out. And my brother is seriously like the nicest guy in the world. So I'm like, fuck you. I'm better than you. Better than your whole...
It was on.
Yeah. And then we played them in the wine tournament and beat them.
Oh,
and that really
right.
rubbed Cole the wrong way. Because Cole just hates losing.
Not a fan
so
of
then
that, no.
coming into week one, or, you know, our week one... And it was a good game. It was a competitive game, but, you know, it was a respectful game.
Right.
So it was fun.
So there won't be any tempers flaring in the playoff game?
There might be.
Just elbows flying?
The second game didn't go as smoothly as the first one.
Well, I got two things to say. I don't think there is a team in Division I with more pressure on them this playoffs than New Gods.
Yeah, right?
This is now the fourth or fifth time they've drawn racks and sacks, and they are 0-4. They signed Cody Williams. They were supposed to be better, and they have not had attendance issues. And right now they are staring yet another round one playoff loss if they don't do something and do something quick. Now, Ricky hasn't been feeling good. Their team hasn't shown up. But if I was New Gods right now, I would be very nervous because Racks and Sacks has had their number. Now, is that enough for me to say I'm going to call the upset? Of all these games, that's the one I'm watching, I think, the most.
That's going to be so much
fun. Because, yeah, this is going to go one of two ways. Either Racks and Sacks is going to own New Gods, and New Gods can just, you know, put up the for sale sign, or New Gods is going to say, no, no, we can do something. And with, you know, Dalecki down and Marketing Mayors, and you don't know who's going to be playing for Eyes Downtown, and God only knows what's going to happen when Public Enemy and Tight Ends play. Those two teams are going to kill each other. Like, right. the winner of this game is the team I would be watching in the playoffs right now if it was me.
So, New Gods, Ricky, like, injured his shoulder.
Yes,
a few weeks ago.
Did he though?
Yeah, yes, he did. You could. I'm telling you, we played him last week, and it was a sub game, right. And they did nothing, yeah, nothing against us.
Like when he played against us too,
couldn't
I think
throw
2 weeks ago.
Yep.
You could tell some of his throws were just off.
They were,
you know,
he wasn't off.
Wasn't driving him in like he usually does. I think that's going to be big for them. Like whether he's feeling good or whether he's not.
Agree, 100%.
I think if he's feeling good, I think New Gods just out-muscles him. Even if Ricky's kind of a little shaky, I think New Gods just has more talent.
Yeah, because you're going to back three. Cody. Yeah, you got Cody, you got Pete McGrath back there. I mean, where the hell are you going with the ball?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
and they got Jay.
Yeah,
Jason,
yeah. Geez, I mean, there's your corner.
Yeah.
Where the heck are you going to throw the ball when they're playing defense?
Yeah, I mean,
if they have their whole team there, they're much.
Yeah, and honestly, Radon can throw the ball 90 yards, but he can't throw it 9. So, you know, it's going to be very interesting on defense for them.
I mean, Eyes Downtown takes on XTC. You kind of know how that one's going to go. No offense to the lovely bunch at XTC, but come on.
And marketing. So then,
Doobie shows up for the playoffs.
Well,
if Doobie and Patterson, I'm telling you, you're absolutely right. If Doobie and Patterson show up, anything's possible.
Really, but I just think they're running into a juggernaut.
Yeah, that's how I feel
too. That I, you know, they might, you know.
But don't forget now, Hauser's hurt. Jeff Farr, I think, still hurt? Yeah, he's got a concussion, and Jeff Farr's got something with his hand. So if something happens with one of those two guys, you know, I'm not going to call the upset, obviously, but they're not as good as they looked before.
Farr killed us with his broken hand this weekend,
he's
by the way.
So
he sat there
good.
With his two fingers, you know, bandaged up, and he's good.
We obviously have two D1 people here. Does Zanger Buffalo have the capability to upset Marketing Mayors?
No.
Or no?
Sarah, are you playing for Zanger Buffalo this week? It depends.
No.
You sure?
You sure?
As far as I know.
If Sarah's not playing, then I'm going with Marketing Mayors.
What do you think? You think it could be an upset?
It's tough because I think the Angry Buffalo guys are going to have a hard time getting open.
Okay.
They're tall, they're big, but they're not super fast. And Such, you know, he's super risk averse. If he thinks he might throw a pick, he kind of just, you know, pumps it and just holds it. I think maybe if Such can let it rip and some of his guys can go up and get the ball for him.
Just say, like, maybe, it's playoffs, let's go.
Yeah, just go after it. But
if I was them, I'd find Santo with Jay. Like, that would be, like, what I'd be trying in my head to do.
They're calling, you know, Delano, I mean, he's a tough cover. Again, not super fast, but he, you know, big. He's
but
solid.
Smith
he's
will have him. Smith's got him all day. Yeah. So Smith takes out Delano.
Yeah, he'll take him out.
And then who takes Jay with the side? Like, you just hope you can find a way to get Santo. If Santo's playing the middle or Turner.
I honestly think that's their key to win.
That's what I would
do. If they're going to be competitive in that game, he just needs to let it rip and hope that Jay beats his guy. Or, you know, he's got a couple tall guys on that team.
Yep. They do have a size advantage because Turner's about, what, 5'10". Sandal's about 5'7", 5'8". And then the other guy, I think, is about 5'11". The other guy's very athletic. Yeah. I don't know his name, but he's really good.
I think that Angry Buffalo's really missing Zabra on this session.
Yeah.
Yeah. They needed one more speed guy.
They need one more. Yep. They also need a girl that they can really rely on.
I wonder where they could find a girl like that in the fall.
One of those dudes that just started dating some girls.
Let's go check our graph here.
Check out the graph.
you know, there's one girl that doesn't have a line.
I can propose something.
And that
us,
was left purposely that way, but one girl doesn't have a line on anyone.
I mean, are you talking about Lindsay? Lindsay's not going anywhere.
Not talking about Lindsay.
She's Molly. Going to D1, but in a different way.
One of those girls doesn't have a line to anybody.
Emily.
I was hoping somebody would pick that up. Sorry, I was so hoping you'd see that.
Thanks, Sarah.
Emily's not leaving tight ends in motion.
Okay.
She's still bitter over Such not taking her last season.
Well, I'll tell you what was weird. It was when Such never took her bra back. That was lame.
I think she secretly is.
Yeah, Emily holds grudges, man. I bet you Nick Such didn't get a minion sticker this Saturday.
I bet he did not.
Yeah, why hasn't she been on the podcast?
She doesn't
kind of miss softball. Her around these parts.
She's had softball.
Oh, okay. And like 25,000 other sports every week.
And she's mad at Joe K.
She had football practice. She's not mad at me, you son of a...
What?
Emily's been
mad
at Joe?
Not mad. Are you having a good season?
Oh, yeah.
What position?
Emily? I don't know about softball. I'm talking about football.
Okay, they're talking softball.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, Sherry's having a good softball season, too. I'd wonder who would...
I don't know much about Emily playing softball.
But it always ends up with Sherry against Emily. They're going to fight people, I'm telling you. All right, so...
Well, Len, I do have a special announcement. You know, cool. While other leagues are touting that there's 76, 11 hours, 57 minutes, and 33 seconds till their next regular season, we're in the playoffs, so definitely stop by the Rose Garden. We're ready for you. Absolutely. Stop on down. There's going to be some drink specials. I'm sure that's what, a bucket for a few dollars. Stop by. Just leave the plants alone.
There's no more plants.
Plants just don't stand a chance.
They can bring friends. So this is always one of my favorite times in the day when we go to LVPs and MVPs, and we always start left and we work our way around the room. Eric, we're going to start with you first. It could be your MVP or LVP of the season of last week. Who is your least valuable and most valuable players as we are heading forward into the playoffs?
That is a tough one. I guess if I had to go MVP players of the week... we picked up a couple guys from Witter's last session, Sal and Mark.
Yeah, good guys.
Good, yeah.
Sal's really good.
Real cool.
Yep.
Sal, I mean, this last week was, you know, had to be his breakout game. I mean, he just played phenomenal, which is awesome, I feel like, for us heading into the playoffs because we have another, you know, real solid go-to guy. And I think, you know, he finally figured it out with Bro, you know, exactly how they're going to figure it out. So I feel like if I had to give an MVP, it'd be to him. Or to Stoner Dave, who happened to score 10 points three plays in a row. He rushed Such, tagged him for a safety. The next play, we're on offense, bombed deep to him for six, and then two-point conversion right back to Stoner Dave.
I never heard of that one before.
Oh, it was great.
Great work, Stoner Dave.
Yeah.
Fun. You got to have an LVP, because with an M, there must be an L.
Man, I don't know who I would pick for LVP.
Just
make something up.
I'll pick Joey Bass because he lost.
Yes.
Ooh, first time he's lost to a team outside of Hootie and the Brofish in D2. And I tell you, he's getting a little scared of the playoffs.
He should be deathly afraid. Scott Keller, LVP, MVP season last week. Up to you.
I'm going to go with my LVP. Actually, I think I'm going to go with the original plant that got knocked over. Thought he kind of overreacted and cost this guy a week. Yeah,
that's funny.
MVP, maybe a guy who's making a case for D4 MVP, Kevin Keller.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Wait, you guys found him?
I thought he was the worst Keller.
No.
Oh, is this hard for you to say?
No, it's not. I just figured...
Why is he making a case?
He would appreciate it. I think he's had a good season, and it's his time.
Is he your go-to on offense? Like, what?
Absolutely,
why would he,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Kev's had a good year.
Better than Katie? Kevin
Keller. What? Better than Katie?
That's a no. Okay,
it's close on targets.
Who gets, on targets.
On targets, yeah. So,
Well, the secret's out on Katie. We all know now. Put your good guy under and see what happens.
Thanks, Len.
No worries. You guys are breaking through that. You got this.
You're fine. You're fine.
Yeah, the only person, just pray you don't see, no pun intended.
It's a good chance we will.
No, no. Go, Lou, go. Sarah Hunt, MVP, LVP.
LVP, always going to be Quinn from All We Do Is Quinn.
Nice.
MVP, Jay, because he offered his time for the girls who aren't good yet. Club or whatever it's
They're
called.
Good players that just aren't playing good yet.
Okay.
They're still good players. Well, one of them is. The other one is having moral issues, but she's still a good player.
Moral issues, we never got to that yet.
So well, we will, trust me. Forget. We only got two more people.
We're literally whipping through this so that he can go off on whatever he's about to do. He's
not
excited
true.
For it.
Not true at all. Joe K., what are you saying?
Oh, my MVP is actually going to be somebody I give a crap ton of shit to. That'd be Gordon. So since we've been dealing with our quarterback issues, Gordon has always like wanted to play quarterback. And I've told him no for about 4 years because about 4 years ago we let him play quarterback, and it was the worst quarterback play I've ever seen in my life. Like, he wasn't, like, he was standing on his tiptoes, not throwing with his legs, just passes were abysmal. It was a bad game. So I never wanted Gordon to play because, well, when he gets mad at people and then he loses his train of thought and he loses his mind. But Gordon stepped in, playing against Jay-Z. And he threw really, really, really well. Like, he was calm, cool, collected, you know the deal. But he was throwing real well, and we ended up beating Jay-Z just because he played very well, making the right reads. I mean, there's always bad passes here or there, but nothing that we couldn't overcome. And then we played Sticky Bandits, and it was the complete opposite. All of a sudden, like, a couple of our guys were running the wrong routes, and I don't know if it was just the heat and people getting tired, but they must have just, like, exploded on each other. And that's why they're also the LVPs, because in the second game, we got beat so bad by Sticky Bandits that we just called the game early because the team was just fighting the whole time. Not just the team, but, like...
What was going on with you and Gordon's brother? Because that was the one I kept... You guys were just having at it.
He wasn't yelling at me specifically. Mm-hmm. He was just yelling... Like, he was... Him and our friend Danny, they were yelling at Gordon because they were... Gordon was telling them the routes, and they were just, like, not listening. So, like, Gordon wants them to run a stop, and then all of a sudden, they do that. But then they keep... going in other places, and that was like, so he's trying to throw it where the stop is, and all of a sudden the ball's sailing because they left the spot, and that's why it all fell apart. And he was just yelling at me because he was like, call the game, this is bullshit, we're tired, we're down by 100, I don't care anymore. You know, it was like, all right, well, I don't want to make it not fun for the people that are playing with us, so it's just like, screw it, we'll call the game, because it was just going to get worse from there. So luckily Sticky Bandits were cool about it because they understood it was fine.
They're a good team. I like them. They're good people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate when you play like that jerk team and you're like, oh, God, this sucks. But when you get nice people, even when you're having a long day at the office, it's nice.
It was weird because, like, we played at 2. Everything was spectacular. We went out and we, like, unified together and beat Jay-Z like we wanted to.
Nice.
And then we were like, all right, we lost a couple players for the second game, and it just, like, the wheels just fell off. Can't even explain it. Just shit happens, whatever.
Well, playoffs are
foot. Lenny.
Yes.
I hear you may or may not have MVP and LVPs.
I do not have an MVP because I need to spend more time focusing on my LVPs, and I have 3. Ramir, and this is going to take a minute, but I quite frankly don't care. My first one, Ramir and I had a great conversation about 3 weeks ago amongst ourselves, and we bring you back to this girl, Lindsay, who plays in Hootie and the Brofish, who is just a fantastic player. And literally, we've been joking around between each other going, who's going to be the douchebag team in D1 that asks her to be on a sub request? And wouldn't you know it, Marketing Mayor's the reigning and defending D1 champion, who's probably a 17-point freaking favorite this week against Angry Buffalo, decides to play the douchebag card and say, hey, Len, we would like Lindsay from Hootie and the Brofish to be our sub. They were denied. Marketing Mayors, that is lame. You're better than that. So you get an LVP. My two other LVPs, quickly. It was a very tough day for women named Valerie. I'm going to get to my first one. She plays on Passless Chaps. She hurt her hand. I was trying to help a team in D6 make the playoffs, and on their final drive, I was grabbed. I was grabbed away. I could not help them. Shockingly, they did win the game and made the playoffs, but I didn't know this because I was walking up the field. Found Jeff Kroll. We tried to find Christine. That didn't work. We found Doobie. We fixed her hand. Well, early in the week, she said, Len, I want to get better. I have to get better. Can you please walk me around and show me how these football games work? So I said, be there at 3 o'clock. Do not be late. Well, at 2:59, I woof a sandwich down, come running outside, and at 3 o'clock, I look up into the north sky, and what do you think I see? Not her. So you're an LVP. And my last one, of course, goes to Val Bernal. Why? Because, as you know, we're going to have our vote for the best Bernal. Now, Val tried to do something very interesting this week. She tried to buy our love, and it didn't work. She brought alcoholic Freezy Pops, and she tried
they
to
were give, delicious.
Yeah, they were, but they weren't really anything more than a cry for help, and I tried to tell her that. But I did notice something. I met her sister, Diana, who was a lovely woman. She was funny. She was happy. And I'm here to endorse her. So when you go to the voting polls.
Doesn't sound like
polls,
Diana.
Nope. Go vote for Diana Brunell. So one other thing I'm going to say is I do give Val my LVP. Diana did make a mistake on Saturday. So if you do see her, please walk up to her. Just so you know, 2 weeks ago, we no longer allow puppy dogs at the fields. So if you see her walking and you see a puppy dog behind her, you just tap that dog on the nose and go, you're a very, very, very bad Baccio.
Aww, okay.
We're going to go to final thoughts now, 58 minutes in. At this point, this is basically, what do you got to say? So, Eric, floor is yours. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess not really a whole lot's on my mind. No, it's been a fun season. I think this session has been, I guess, one of the most fun sessions that I've had so far. I mean, I should probably apologize to everybody about the whole plant incident. I feel
Don't. It's fantastic.
That was a point when I don't feel like it was the worst thing that happened there.
Not that day.
But
no, you know, really, not that day. You're right.
Not that day.
It was really the straw.
So what happened? What are you talking about? What plant incident?
Okay.
No, we don't need to rehash it. We know what it is.
I feel like people know the plant story.
Yes.
So, you know, sorry about all that. But, I don't know. I'm looking forward to the playoffs. I'm looking forward to, I guess, beating Public Enemy. Round three, I feel confident. I felt the first game, you know, we flexed our muscle a little bit. Showed, you know, we were, you know, could win that game.
You'll have everybody, right?
We'll have Tiger. We'll have Ben. We'll have me. We didn't have Ben the first time we played him. And we didn't have Tiger the second time we played him. It was also everybody's third game because we crammed five games into 2 weeks.
Yeah, great work.
So I'm actually super excited about both D1 and D2 playoffs.
I think D2 is a foregone conclusion.
I think D2, like, you know, hopefully the playoffs go D1, D2, because my D2 team, I feel like, you know, really doesn't need me.
Oh, snap.
It's fine, because
so,
put that on the bulletin board.
Yeah, so we'll go at we'll get
we'll
after,
wait till we get to my
we'll get
comments
after
soon.
D1. So.
Is that a little foreshadowing?
Oh, I mean, it's four games, you know, if we end up
I'm talking
for
next season if Hootie and the Brofish is in D1.
It's There's not no foreshadowing.
No if. That'll be a thing.
We're going to need 11 by 17 pieces of paper if they win the D1 championship.
Oh, I'm just saying, you said they didn't need you.
In D2.
Okay.
They'll need him in D1.
Let's be honest, D2 lost Angry Buffalo, Great Associates, Tight Ends in Motion.
Right. You're right.
You know, then Joey Batts isn't on NWO calling plays for them anymore. They're a little watered down.
Ooh. So, you know. Wouldn't that be kind of funny real quick, and Scott, we're going to get you in a second, is like all of a sudden we get rid of D2, and then all of a sudden Angry Buffalo goes, well, we were the worst team in D1. You can move us down, and then there's no D2 to go to. And then back up they go.
You're either going D1 or nothing.
Oops.
Enjoy your Super
Scott division. Keller, final thoughts.
I'm ready for the playoffs, too. My foot actually has been asleep for like 25 minutes. So I cannot wake up. But, yeah, we're ready. Third and Schlong, actually, we are having practice Friday at 7. If you guys are going to listen to this, please show up.
Oh, that's good. You should call Coach Jay.
That's where we'll show up. We can maybe scrimmage his
hire out
students.
Coach Jay to train.
He can bring his tennis balls and his cones. That man works wonders with people.
It can't hurt.
Watch somebody get hurt in practice before the game.
Pretty much.
That's what I'm expecting. That's the next story.
40-year plant guy will have his heart broken. That's about the only injury.
I love it.
They're going to get married. I don't care.
Who's this?
40-year plant guy and Katie Keller. They're kidding themselves. I don't care. I will take that to my grave. I put that on my tombstone.
Can't fight love. I don't know why they're doing that.
40-year guy did say he bought champagne already. So.
Oh, that's not a...
Ooh, for the championship or for Katie Keller?
Ooh.
Maybe. I don't know. He didn't specify.
I think in his perfect world, they win the championship, and then he turns around and proposes, and she says yes. So he's got two bottles of champagne.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
That would be everything.
Would you, like, just off the record, like, okay.
Just fake that one?
Let's say you win the championship, and literally, like, she's in the end zone, and she gets the touchdown. He comes running over, and instead of tackling her, he gets down on a knee and gives her a ring. Like, what do you do?
It'd be spectacular.
God, can we just, fantastic. Can we set this up regardless?
Please.
Like, you couldn't make that up, could
What's
you?
What's the worst that happens? Couldn't. Nothing? Who cares?
Yeah. Rejection would be great. Acceptance would be great. I mean, either way would be
nobody loses.
Great television.
I think if she accepts him and just like starts making out with him in the grass, and then I just start screaming, "I told you so! I told you so!" That's how it ends.
This is the end of like Lenny's movie in his head. By the way,
yes, and like Cher and Emily are fighting in the background.
You could retire on that note. You could walk away from
that. Would be it.
Yeah,
I'd be gone.
That's just your heart just stops.
Let's set it up.
Then we have to make the statue for the fields.
I'm done. Sarah Hunt, what do you think?
First of all, good luck to everyone, except all we do is Quinn.
Nice.
Second of all, I want to make a proposal, and this I feel like this has happened, and I haven't played that many seasons, but last season the same thing happened where we had to talk at the end of the season and make Tommy Hughes' experience fun again. And to be honest, I don't think we've been very fun this season at all. Do you agree, Joke?
Voice of reason.
I've had a great time, to be honest with you. Well, except for when I pulled
So last week we're fighting. Like 2 weeks, Topper can't even stand, and people are still fighting, and it's like...
Well, that's just people not showing
1 week
up.
I hadn't consumed any calories, so I was yelling at Billy.
Yeah, I was going to say, some people were a little cranky during something.
Yeah.
Mine did not touch the grass!
Yeah, I know. So, I don't know. I just think we need to have fun again.
It's fine. Just we'll bring beer to the playoff games. We'll do it. Yeah. Big.
DJ Jimmy, final thoughts.
If I can get out there, and ooh, I'm hoping to get out there. I don't know whether or not you have music, but if I can get out there, I got to find out when that D4 playoff round one session might be going. Might try to stop by, catch out third inch long.
10 o'clock, James.
Oh, boy.
For you, we'll see if we can move to 12. Okay, what do you say?
You know, it's funny. You were talking about how Topper, this might be his last swan song, so he's got to like make his shot and everything, and then Drew and his tattoo are already causing him grief. Topper released the playoff schedule recently, and he very conveniently switched it so that D1 and D3 play at the same time. Now, for people who may or may not know this, two of Topper's top competitors would have, theoretically, their quarterbacks playing in D1 at that time, so they wouldn't have their quarterbacks between Bullet Club and Sticky Bandits. I'm pretty sure Topper did this on purpose so that he could just screw over and make the other teams he has to beat easier. And I think this is a conspiracy by Topper, and I think he did it on purpose because somehow there is just no magical way that he can put it back to the way things could have been. So that's all I got. Leonard.
Just to refute that, in Topper's defense, I don't even think he could name seven teams in D3.
Including his own.
Including his own. I'm going to go to my final thought, and it's more a story than anything else. This season, and this league, rather, has been around since 2011, and we've formed a lot of great relationships. There have been a lot of wives and husbands and boyfriends and girlfriends and life partners and everlasting friendships. The power of this league is magical, and around 6:27 Eastern Standard Time, once again, this league was on the center stage as I saw something magical happen again. As you all know, there are two men in this league who are bitter rivals, nay, enemies. Their names are Gordon and Matty Ice. I was sitting at the end of the bar with Gordon and his brother having a delightful conversation, and that's when it happened. Matty Ice stumbled, bumbled, and rumbled his way down to the end of the bar. He came up to Gordon, and after saying about 27 things we did not understand, he looked him squarely in the eye, and he said this, Gordon, how cool would it be if you and I played on the same team in the fall? We'll call it A&A Club. Gordon looked at me, then his brother, then at Matty Ice, and for the first time in Gordon's life, he didn't say a word. He looked shocked. I don't know if he was dismayed, upset. I didn't know if he was ready to laugh, if he was ready to cry. He did not punch Matty Ice, so that means it wasn't a bad thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, if bitter rivals can come together like this, anything is possible. Has it been a good season? No.
No.
There's always room for improvement, but here we still stand. I would like to once again congratulate Matty Ice. I would like to congratulate Gordon, and I would like to congratulate Mary Poppins for pulling the wool over my eyes, because I know she is the crime boss of this syndicated crime family. And on that note, I will bid you a good evening.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave me nails a tweak, told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word that saved me aching nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Underlilly-lumdy-lie. He'd use his word and all would say, there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Martel Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and me